It is in the nature of the mind-based sense of self to feel a sense of lack and unfulfillment. It's a very common mistake to believe that through adding certain things to the image of who you are, accumulated knowledge, recognition from other people, a beautiful wife, a rich husband, a new home, or an expensive car, that you will be able to complete yourself through that, to finally arrive, to have found a happy ending to your story. But you cannot find out who you truly are by using future to add further content to the me, and in that way find completion. I'm not saying that you shouldn't add more knowledge or more expertise to your life. That's all wonderful. Of course, you need future to learn new things, to acquire new knowledge. For all that, you need future. But seeking an enhanced or strengthened or more complete sense of self through that is very frustrating. And it is futile. You never arrive at that sense of self, even if you add more content endlessly. It is never enough. It may feel enough for a little while, but soon you'll again realize, oh, that wasn't quite it. You may form a mental image of success in material terms and try finding fulfillment through adding more things to your life and identifying with them. They feel good for a while. You have the car and the big house, all the trappings of material success. It feels good to have these things for a little while. At first, when you sit in your big car, it feels good. Others notice you. But after a while, it wears off. After a while, it becomes just you sitting in this thing. It has four wheels and it takes you from A to B. Yes, it is more comfortable than other cars, but really not fulfilling anymore. See the fallacy of seeking yourself in the future. See the fallacy of seeking yourself outside yourself. The one thing that is inseparable from life itself is the field of now. Life is always now. Nobody could argue with that. And then to miss the now almost continuously by chasing after some mental abstraction of future, what a life! To do this is to miss the one thing that is real for a mental projection. The very thing you've been looking for in the future, yourself, you find where you hadn't been looking all of that time. You find that it is already here, now. So, on a deeper level, there is already that sense of ease, of aliveness, and of, yes, love. That all the things you've been looking for are already, and it does not require the completion of your story in the head. Your story will develop in some way, of course, but it does not require completion. It's strange, but when you no longer need your story to work out, it actually works quite well. Jesus said, "Know the truth, and the truth will make you free." He wasn't talking about some abstract truth, but a more vital truth, the truth of who you are, the essence of your being. That will make you free. And then his disciples said, "But we are free already. We are nobody's slaves." You have to look here beyond the terminology, beyond the words. "No, you are the slaves of sin," Jesus said. The original meaning of the word sin, as used in the Bible, means missing the mark. Missing the mark of human existence.